Hi, everyone. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the internet radio show that talks about the Akashic Records. We talk about what the Akashic Records can do for you. We talk about how the Akashic energy can be used in your life, and we talk about the deep internal knowings that we so want to know about to help us clear those underlying belief systems and blocks that we have that actually, once they're cleared and once we realize what they are, can help us create the life we truly want. And in today's world, there are so many people living in fear, living in anger, living in I don't know, living in a precarious state that it many times feels like you're walking on a tightrope and you're not exactly sure which way you're going to go. And no matter how you try to balance yourself, there are other things that come to kind of catch you off balance. So it's always important to walk with an umbrella and a balancing pole. And so what we try to do with the Akashic Records is to help you have a balancing pole. And if I were to say anything about what the records are for me, is that they are a balancing pole. They allow me to walk that high wire of life in a way that allows me to really get perspective so that when I'm really almost off balance, where I'm thinking that even though I put one foot in front of the other, even though I'm moving forward, all of a sudden I think I'm tipping so far, 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 I'm going to fall, that I don't, because I have the tool of the Akashic Records to hold me, to give me perspective, to point me in a direction of my wanting, of my knowing, of my inner being, of my higher self. For they are the constant reminder of who we truly are. They are the point of light that we look for to help us guide our way, for us to remember the deep, abiding, divine love that surrounds us every moment, every second that we are alive on this planet and beyond. For they hold all of our soul's information from all of our lifetimes and encourage us to focus on this lifetime to understand why we have brought forward different challenges to this lifetime, not to use past lifetimes as excuses, but to look for reoccurring patterns that we have brought forth into this lifetime to understand, explore, make peace with, and neutralize. This is an important time for us. This is an important time for humanity. This is an essential time that we don't have a choice but to move into our core inner being, to have a better understanding of who we are and what we're capable of, what our dreams are. Because without those, without that knowing, we will walk unbalanced. We can fall off the tightrope. That high wire is not put there for precarious challenges for us to fear. That high wire is given to us for us to not look downward, not even to look upward, but to look straight ahead. As we do, put one foot in front of the other in this most magnificent time of being on the planet. And so, today we're starting out. Last week we talked about the abandonment of self and how we have abandoned ourselves. Now, these conversations, my darlings, are not meant to be depressing. They're not meant to be critical. They're meant to open your mind and your heart to your own knowings. They're meant to open your awareness to the fact that you are not alone in feeling what you're feeling, but that there are many, 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 many out there who feel the same. And so it's through your phone calls that you join with our community, both the ones who are listening and the ones who choose to participate either via email or by calling. I already have some questions that I want to start out with today that for the email, because actually our show last week created quite a stir. But for you to participate live, we have some phone numbers for you. And the phone number worldwide, so no matter where you are in this vast universe on this planet Earth, you can dial 888-815-9756 and be a part of this opening awareness. You can call and talk to me personally on that line, no matter where you are in the world. Technology's great, isn't it? And if you're in the U.S., you can call 530-876-3222. That's a direct line if you'd like to. If you've got some free long distance, you can use that. Our country code, by the way, is 01. You don't need a country code with that 888 number, by the way. And for a second line is, because we now have two lines, so we can have people waiting, so that's great, is 530-876-9916. So those are your numbers to call in. And if you would like to email a question, please, when you email, include your current legal name if the question is about yourself. Because it's with that current legal name, excuse me, and your question that gets us to the right area of the records. And, you know, your personal questions are not just your personal questions. I don't care how personal you think they are. They are really for the group. They're for all of those who are listening to us, all of those who are in a quandary, all of those who would like to share more joy. So feel free to email your questions, or any questions you might have, even when I'm not in the show. You can email them directly to me at info, I-N, F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. That's info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. And I will either talk about the question on the phone, or we can talk about I can email you back some suggestions. I don't do email readings. I need your information because, again, it's your legal name, current legal name, whatever on your driver's license, for example, or a passport, and your question get us to the right area of the records. And for those people who have, excuse me, have not listened before, I access the Akashic records through a sacred prayer, and I do that prior to coming on the air, where I go into meditation and I open up the records for the show. And I open up the records so that I can answer your questions live. And I teach people how to access their own records. I live in Cleveland, Ohio, and the classes are typically going to be in Cleveland, Ohio. However, I am willing to go where I'm invited. So if you live in a different part of the world or a different part of the country and you would like to know how to open your Akashic records and you would like to learn how to do that, then I certainly encourage you to give me a call and let's talk. I go where I'm invited. Also, here in Cleveland, we are going to be having a level one class the last week in April, and that would be the 25th and 26th of April, would be the level one here in Cleveland, April 25th and 26th. And level one, a prosperity marketing workshop is going to be on April 18th and 19th, both here in Cleveland at my Spiritual Wellness Center. Now, one more comment I'm going to make, and then we're going to get into our questions. And this comment is, it's a request. It's a request of my listening audience. and you've been so loyal over the last 2 years, 2.5 years that I've been doing this, that the request is I'm looking for a manager. I'm looking for a PR manager. It's time for me to go out even to a wider audience. And so if you are a person who is interested in working in a way that moves me into a bigger and better arena, if you feel my work is worthwhile and you would like to see it worldwide even more than it is, if it's something that you feel that you could really make a difference from a performance-based point of view, I want to talk to you. So I'm looking for a PR manager that can take this work of the Akasha to a new level. So, my angel, I'm looking for you and would love to talk to you. And if that is of interest to you, my telephone number is 216-691-1233. That's my direct line. I won't answer it until after the show tonight. In fact, you probably won't be able to get to it until tomorrow. But for those of you who feel that you would be qualified and have lots of contacts and feel that this is the type of work that needs to get out, I would very much like to talk to you. I have some ideas, and I'd love to hear yours. Again, 216-691-1233. And we have our first caller for the evening. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hope, British Columbia, Canada.
Oh, Hope, British Columbia, Canada. That's great. How can we help you tonight?
I was wondering if you could tell me how many times I've incarnated on Earth and when I first did.
And tell me again your name again.
Tanya.
Tanya, right?
Lynn.
Is it Tanya? Is it T-O? Is it T-O?
T-A-N-Y-A.
Okay, Tanya.
My middle name is Lynn, L-Y-N-N.
Okay.
And my last name is Ebert, E-B-E-R-T.
Okay. And so you want to understand how many times you've incarnated?
Yeah.
Is that it?
And when was the first time?
And when was the first time? Tell me why you want to know that information.
I've just recently had a full-blown spontaneous awakening, and I've learned that I don't originate from here.
You mean from planet Earth?
Right.
Right. Well, that would be right. Was that a surprise to you?
Not after what everything's been happening. I went on a spiritual retreat in Sedona, and I wasn't spiritual at all. In fact, I didn't even believe in God at the time, and something so powerful happened there that it's like I woke up not even knowing who I was.
Interesting.
And at first I thought it was a walk-in, and I had a channeling session and discovered that I wasn't a walk-in, but once I had the channeling session and was told, you know, quite a bit of information, my whole entire life has made sense. I can remember thoughts when I was 5 years old that totally make sense to me now.
Right. Well, what's interesting is if you're talking about are you talking about your first incarnation here on the planet, or are you talking about your soul lineage?
I'm wondering when my first time on this planet was.
Okay.
And if I've been here, like, several times, or I'm almost this is my last time for some reason.
Say again?
I'm almost feeling like this is my last time on this planet for some reason.
Well, first of all, the first thing that's coming here, Tanya, is that you are among what they're telling me is that you are among the soul group of the Christed Spirit, and that in this lifetime, living your truth is paramount.
Yeah.
To anything that you could possibly do. Does that make sense to you?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last part.
I said living your truth is paramount.
Yeah.
to anything that you ever have or could do.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
But the other piece is that it also, you have, and again, I want to tell you that I don't come from a Christian-based...
Neither do I.
Yeah, so this is definitely not my information is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But what they're showing me is, very interestingly, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And the only reason I say that is because I don't know how to explain it, and that's what I'm hearing.
Right.
And it's the heart that has the knife in it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
There's a heart that somehow has a knife in it. So the idea is what they're saying is that you have known betrayal in this lifetime to the extent that only the Christed Spirit could contain it and could actually live through it.
Okay.
Now, whether or not this betrayal was emotional, spiritual, or physical, I don't know, but that's what they're telling me.
Okay.
And that it had to do, that it's about living through the understanding or the observation of a betrayal of, or the lack of truth of, the people around you, so that there are individuals around you that have modeled not speaking their truth, and you have observed the betrayal of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And what you are here to do is to heal your heart as a way of modeling the movement of light and the aspect of hope for those who have lost it.
Yeah.
And the way you are doing that is by stepping into your power of truth and the aspect of your own confidence, of your own knowing.
Yeah.
And that huge shift I rarely use these kind of words, but I'm hearing them. I've got to tell you, it was predetermined it was almost like there was a time capsule within you that actually was set off when you went to Sedona.
I that's funny you say that, because I have been, you're not the first person to say that, and they were most astounded at how this has all happened to me. Like, they were just like, whoa, like, this, like, it, that's why I felt I was a walk-in, because literally I'd woken up a completely different person with different knowledge in my head, different beliefs, that I don't know how it got there, and...
Have you ever read Byron Katie's work called The Work?
No.
And you need to understand how she moved into her own power.
Okay.
And what she did with her work. She literally woke up a different person as well.
Yeah.
We didn't want to get a lot out of her information, but it's not that you should follow, quote-unquote, her works,
you
understand the concept.
Yeah.
Because you have your own quote unquote system
exactly.
to develop.
I'm in the middle of writing a book actually right now on my experiences.
Got it. But from that book, as you're writing it, you will be receiving information for a new system of understanding for humanity.
Yes.
And this is a very important time for you, Tanya.
Yeah, I know that. If you only knew what I was 9 months ago to right now, it's just like, it's amazing.
Sure, and to document everything you see, hear, and feel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Does that answer your question?
I've been doing.
Does that answer your question?
Didn't answer my question, but it gave me some knowledge. Some stuff that
you have to understand that sometimes the question you ask is answered in a way and given to you with more important information than
exactly.
the information of your question.
Exactly.
Please understand that it wasn't so much that your question was inappropriate as it was too lightweight.
Yeah. Yeah, the information that I did get from you was much more than what my question was.
Yeah, it was, and so that will, what will happen with the records is they will answer a lightweight question with the depth of information that the person sometimes is not ready for.
Right.
They're understanding it, but they weren't. That's not what they were expecting.
Yeah.
Uh huh. You have a lot of wonderful work to do, my dear.
I know. Yeah. You know, I was just told that don't look too far ahead because it might scare me. As long as I see the next step, just take the next step.
Just remember, when I was talking about the tight wire,
Wire. Yeah.
Just make sure you have that balance pole.
Yeah.
And one foot in front of the other, and don't look down, don't look up.
When I heard that, that makes so much sense. You know, thank you.
Yeah. Have you listened to this show before?
No, this is the first time.
Well, welcome.
Thank
I hope
you
this
very
was
much.
Helpful. I'm sorry?
Oh, I just said thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad. I hope it was helpful.
Very
and,
much.
Feel free to call me privately if you feel you need some more information or more guidance.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
Bless
and
you.
If you want to email me, I'll be happy to put you on my email list.
Excellent, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. So for all of you folks out there that listen to that mini consultation, if you will, understanding what your purpose is from a very real point of view is very important. But you know what is also important is what was different about what Tanya asked. And here what was different about what Tanya heard. What was going on is that she was totally in alignment with being willing to receive her information. And you must be totally in alignment to receive your information, because if there's fear there, that will block the information coming forward. And that's what we want to get at, what those fears are if they're there, and move them aside, neutralize them, and release them so you can be all that you can be. Okay, we've got another caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Donna. It's Althea. How are you?
Oh, Althea, how are you? I'm just fine.
Good. I, you know, when your caller called in, it just hit that perfect note. Before I left for Ashland, I was there this weekend, I pulled that knife out of my heart.
Oh, great.
And when I was in Ashland, I was in meditation along with the group, and three things came through, the dove, Jesus, and Mother Mary. And I'm not Christian.
You okay?
And I wasn't raised with religious beliefs.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, okay, well, that's interesting. And, you know, and then when I came back, I thought, well, it was kind of an interesting weekend. I don't really know what to make of it. But I was coming into the awareness of the work of the Christ of Light.
Interesting.
And then when you were talking about this woman, and we've talked about it before, you know, in previous call where I'm to write this book and it's information's coming in and all these new systems and what have you, it was so parallel to what you were speaking about. I thought, I need to call in because two things. It's like your previous caller. She wasn't raised with a certain belief system, didn't have it, and here it is.
Right.
Right? So here's
you have to understand that this is not about a belief system that says you have to believe anything other than understand. Let me just get this right for you. What's important, Althea, and for those people who are not Christian based but yet get visions of the Christed Spirit or Jesus, etc., this is not about converting you to Christianity, and it's not about converting you to believe that Jesus is your Savior, so much as it is about encouraging you to walk your path of truth using Jesus as an example of that. Now, does that make sense to you?
It makes perfect sense, Donna, and here's where it came down to. Yesterday, I said, okay, guidance system, show me my illusions. Show
right.
me where I'm not in truth. And
here's
right. what here's what came up, integrous with my words and my actions with others.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, you can be in confusion, and you can forgive yourself for confusion, but then once you got the clarity, are you bringing that clarity and that expression and extension with all that you meet, or are you just going, okay, well, I got my answer, and now I'm going to hide from it?
Well, and there's pros and cons to both, but you also want to understand is that it's not only important to be integritous with others, but you must start with yourself. And sometimes it's harder to be within integrity with yourself than it is with other people.
I hear that.
And the way that shows up is that how many times, and I am, you know, this is true for me as it is, I know that it's true for all of those folks listening, that you say you're going to do something and for whatever reason you allow yourself to be taken off the mark and you don't do it. And every time we do that to ourselves, a little part of us moves into the quote-unquote shame area where we're angry at ourselves for not doing what we say we're going to do.
My life story.
Uh-huh. and so the first being of light we need to deal with from an integritist point of view is ourselves. Because when we deal with an integritist part with ourselves, it automatically spills over to other people.
Okay. The lesson then is integrity with myself. If I can speak my own truth and walk it and follow it through all the way, that's where it needs to go.
And it also means, it's also about not saying, basically biting off more than you can chew. It's not about making a list of things that would take a year and a half to do and try to do it in 2 days.
Right.
Because you're setting yourself up for failure. Better to give yourself 2 things that you're going to know you're going to do, and then if you have time, do other things, because that's when you start walking in balance.
Right.
Because the balance comes from being proud and confident and secure within your own knowing.
Mm-hmm. You know, it seems so simple, and I'm not sure why I've made it so complicated. You know, the complication probably comes from skirting around the issue, but this is a big one for me, Donna.
Yeah.
It's a painful one.
It is for most light workers.
Oh, well, it's painful.
Yeah. Oh, sure. But remember something. The shame is not in not doing. The shame is in not knowing and admitting. That's where the piece is when we try to hide from ourselves and lie to ourselves is what creates more shame.
Mm.
Because no matter what the chores are, no matter what the projects are, no matter what the events are or the situations are, they will be there. And we truly do have all the time we need to do everything it is that we want to do. It's up to us to be able to walk that balance point.
Right.
That's the piece.
Like always, this was hugely, hugely, momentously big for me to hear.
Well, you're as much as a blessing to us as you are to yourself, you know.
Well, I appreciate that, Donna.
Well,
okay, thank you so
that's
much.
That's important, you see.
What?
You really need to own that.
Yeah. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I do own it. It's just the frustration of not walking it fully like now.
Well, first of all, is that, you know, the past is from one breath to another. And the future is there, but all you really have is now. Because in an instant, it will be the past.
Mm.
So choose now. And then choose the next moment. And allow your choices to build on each other.
That's the freeing state.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Have a good one, my dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, you guys are so great tonight. You're calling these wonderful, wonderful questions. Wonderful, wonderful questions. You see, your truth, my truth, our truth is all we really have. It's all we have. What is right for me will align me with the grids of the universe, the matrix of the knowing, the opening of my heart. When I lie to me, I can't tell the truth to anyone else. It's so clear. But yet it's sometimes so hard. And so for those of you who are in relationships that no longer serve you, you need to look at how each day you lie to yourself about who you truly are. For if you are not in a relationship that illuminates you, you are in a relationship that diminishes you. Very important for you to look at. And your choices are there for you to look at. Who are you? And who do you want to be? Just for today. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Who's this?
My name's Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Central California.
Central California. Are you a new listener?
I have been listening on and off for probably about a year.
Oh, that's
never
wonderful.
Called before.
Well, that's great. And you've decided to call in.
I did. I just decided I needed to call tonight.
Well, good. How can we help you, Maureen?
Well, I kind of feel like I'm at a crossroads in my life. I had this wonderful meditation yesterday down by the ocean where I was told that I was going to have a lightning bolt come into my life, and I requested that it not be, you know, too jarring. And,
requesting it all in harmony is helpful, huh?
And so today I was continuing that and felt like I got some information about what that lightning bolt is, and it was confirmed by, you know, some things that I saw and experienced. So I just kind of wanted to check it out to see if it's if I'm on the right track.
Because why wouldn't you believe it?
Well, you know, there's that little piece of doubt, I guess, even though I felt it very strongly today. And now I've like walked away from that and have to implement some things, so
What part of you is doubting your greatness?
That's a good question.
Because that's what's going on here.
Pardon me?
That's what's going on.
Yeah.
You're doubting your greatness because you're afraid to step into your truth.
Right.
And so the piece here has to do with not looking at it as an overwhelming task, but to take a look at the overview, and then bring it down to a more minuscule step by step action plan.
Okay.
Because what's going on here is you're afraid and you're being shocked by the magnitude.
Yes.
And so
yeah, it's a big thing.
Yeah. So the idea here is not to be shocked by the magnitude, but to accept the magnitude of love that has been brought to you.
Okay.
And then move into your own knowing, because you're a very talented woman.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of business savvy. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know where you're coming from, but you understand how things work.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
And you're very organizationally oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you were working for a client who said, I need to create this, how do I do it? You would be able to give them an action, step-by-step information, correct?
Yes.
So do it for yourself.
Right.
Be your own client.
Right.
It's okay. Not bigger than you expect. It's not bigger than you can handle. It just means that the timing has to be able. You have to ease into the. I got to get the right word here. The power without ego.
Yes.
Okay. So it's about moving into the grandeur without glamour.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's about receiving that which is your birthright without entitlement.
Yeah.
I hope you're writing this down.
I am. Yes, and I get all of that. That all feels right.
Yeah, so about stepping into your power is about all of the things we just mentioned, because that stepping into your power is also about receiving and acknowledging your magnificence.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's great.
So the shift of your life is in your own hands, which is, quite frankly, different than before, in before being less weak.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Well, I feel it. I think I'm trying to get used to that feeling.
And that's you know, take your time with that.
Yeah.
You do not have to rush for anything.
Okay.
Nowhere is it written that you have to do something before you're comfortable with it. That would be a large mistake.
Okay. Yeah.
What they're saying is, there's no reason to buy the size 2 pants if you're still a size 4.
Okay, yeah, right.
So my mouth to God's ears, I've never been a size 4. But if I were, and I wanted to be a size 2.
Yeah, yeah.
But does that make sense to you?
Yes.
It's really about moving into your own skin and allowing yourself to be comfortable there,
mm-hmm.
and then moving into a different garment that will have different aspects or different attributes. But it's really about, they're also talking about, and this is very meaningful for whatever reason, either for you or someone in the audience, it's
okay.
about taking your individual steps on the stones of the garden and savoring those steps as they come to you. Because each step in the garden gives you a different viewpoint.
Yeah.
Are you near LA?
Pardon me?
Are you near LA? You said Central Los
California.
Where are you near?
I'm near Monterey Carmel.
Oh, gosh, one of my most favorite places in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
I love that. I just love it there.
Mm-hmm.
What I was going to say is that there is that. Where is that tree? It's a beautiful tree that sits on the.
Yeah, on the edge.
It's right
of
on the
water.
Beach. It's you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the cypress, the lone cypress tree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you near there?
Yeah, not far.
Do you ever go to sit underneath it?
I'm not sure how close we can get to it, but
I know it's on a golf course or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But if there's some way that you
can
say again,
I could go near there,
or even if you can sit and just view it.
Okay.
There's something about the energy of that place. It'd be fabulous if you could sit underneath it. But there's something about even sitting on the beach across from it, okay. where you can watch it, and they're showing me you watching it as the sun goes down.
Yeah, yeah.
There's something that is very magical for you there.
Yeah.
That you would be able to internalize or receive.
I was near there yesterday.
Uh huh. They're also suggesting, Maureen, that you move into the major state of gratitude.
Yeah.
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 I hope this has been helpful for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Very, very, very helpful.
Did this answer your question?
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for being a loyal listener. I'm so glad you called.
Okay,
dear.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Keep me apprised, by the way. So Maureen hung up on it, but Maureen, if you're listening, I want you to keep me apprised as to your journey. I so care about all of you. It has nothing to do with whether we've personally met. But all of you have these wonderful projects, have these wonderful, important work to do. Please email me. Keep me apprised as to your journey. I do care. I want to know. My email is info@akashicwisdom.com. Please let me know how you're doing. It's because it's wonderful to be able to track how things are going with you, so I can send energy to you, so I can help in any way I can. So I never got questions. We've got 15 more minutes left in the show. Let me talk about this one, especially this one question that came forward, and feel free to call in. That's okay. Don't worry. You have the 800 numbers, that worldwide number, that 888 number. Feel free to call in. But one of the questions that came forward when we were talking about abandonment of self last week, which is, again, we've been basically talking a little bit about that already tonight, was this one particular person emailed me and asked, we were also talking about the relationships that we had with our moms and how that relationship was key in creating our underlying belief systems. And this question has to do with wanting to understand or asking for any suggestion about how to release anger toward the mother. And there are many people that feel this immense amount of anger for their mother because of the mother's abandonment of self. So what happened was, as the mother was raised, she observed her mother abandoning herself. So she then went along with abandoning herself as well. It's a generational thing. And when our mother abandons herself, she also abandons emotionally the child. And so when our mother abandons us emotionally and spiritually in many cases, or in some cases, uses spirituality as a way of compensation for abandoning emotionally, which really never works. The idea here is that we create accumulate anger within ourselves. And so then and this is, by the way, not just for women, but it's also for men too. In other words, like this spans the genders. This is either gender. But the issue is that when our mothers abandon themselves and when they abandon us emotionally, what happens is we then become very unsure about what the definition of love really is. And when we become unsure of what the definition of love really is, we then go to look outside of ourselves for someone else to show us what love means or what the definition of love is. However, the only definition of love we've gotten is one of abandonment. So then we move into a pattern of seeking out others who also emotionally abandon ourselves, which creates more anger at ourselves and more disappointment of our mother. Now, can you see the patterns here? Can you see the cycles? And the way this stops is, number one, to begin to have compassion for our mother, who was raised with an abandonment of her soul, being taught that from her mother. So we first must have compassion. Compassion for the mother. When we have compassion for the mother, we can then allow ourselves to forgive ourselves. We can also forgive her. Because when we have compassion for her, we understand that there is only so much she was capable of giving us. And so now, by allowing ourselves to have compassion for the mother, compassion for ourselves, we move into deep forgiveness of self. And as we move into deep forgiveness of self, we allow ourselves the luxury of feeling loved from our core. And that love that we receive from our core isn't a love from another human being. It's divine love that we open to when we allow compassion to come into our being and our heart. And when we allow the compassion and the love to come into the core of our being, to expand ourselves, we then are able to move into a place of not only forgiveness of self, forgiveness of the mother, a neutralizing of the anger, but it also allows us to move into our power from a fear-free point of view. We're no longer afraid that we can't handle it. Because when we experience divine love, we know that one way or another, all will be okay. And so that's the question. Why do I know I will be able to love and understand myself through my mother? Not only for what I received from her, but also from what I didn't receive from her. And so if you have any comments on that, I would love to have you call in and give us some comments on that, positive or pros or cons. You don't have to agree with me. You can certainly set up a challenge. That's fine with me. I don't mind discussing. That's what the record keepers are here for, to help you answer your questions or curiosities or just assist you in this process. So we have about 10 more minutes of the program left, and you can call 888-815-9756. That's worldwide. Or you can dial direct at 530-876-3222 or 530-876-9916. Now, here's one of the things that and let me give you my private number for after the show's over, is 216-691-1233. What I'm being told is that we have to create our own stimulus package here. And so for those people who are part of the Akashic Wisdom listening audience and would like a personal consultation with me, that you should call in, mention the show, and you will receive a very extensive discount on your hour or hour and a half consultation. So if that's of interest to you, do call me privately. That's important. If you'll notice, we don't necessarily have a lot of sponsors here. Doesn't mean that I don't want them. I just have not actually gone out and looked for them. So if you have a product or a service that you would like to have promoted on the show, again, please give me a call and let me know how that works for you and what you'd like to have promoted, and I will be happy to give you some rates for sponsorship. So what we were talking about, we're going to get back to talking about our questions here. So for those people who have had life-changing events or life-changing information coming to them, the most important thing that you need to know is to not keep it in your mind. Be sure and document it, write it down, because there's too much information coming that you cannot remember it all. And the way spirit works is that they'll give you a little bit, and then they'll give you a little bit more. And it's not about trying to remember it all. It's about writing it down so that you empty the vessel so the vessel gets full again. And what that means about emptying the vessel is that if your mind and your heart are full with information, you want to empty it by writing it down on paper or into your computer. So then you have an open vessel to receive more. And, you know, there are many people who talk about writing books. So many are called and few answer. But if you're trying to put together a book or a project or a center or whatever it is and need help, know that I'm here for you. Please call me privately, and I'm happy to. I'm working with a lot of people with different projects now that are business oriented, and it doesn't have to be a metaphysical business. But if it is, so much the better. But this is something that you need to be able to take action on. But if you need help or guidance, or again, not to be told what to do, but just to be able to move into a place of your own knowing. The Akashic Records are wonderful for that. Absolutely magnificent. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi, Donna. This is Lucita.
Hi, Lucita. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's wonderful. I was just requesting that could you define compassion with the Akashic Records?
Oh, what a great question. So, we were asking, that's a great question, Lucita. That's great. Okay, so we want a definition of compassion from the Akashic Records. Okay, so number one, compassion is moving to a place of non-judgment through understanding that allows one human to send unconditional love to another without any strings. Compassion is not dependent on forgiveness. Compassion is the allowing of the opening of the heart and the understanding of the mind for the frailty and lack of perfection of the individual that it is directed to. It is a non-judgmental stance. That allows for opening of the heart that is not dependent on the person it's directed to having any type of interaction whatsoever. So in other words, a person can feel compassionate about another person without letting them know, without interacting with them, without talking to them, without expecting anything from them. So the act of compassion is one that is without strings. Does that answer your question?
Perfectly. It definitely answers my question completely.
Well, that's good.
I know what to do.
Say again?
I know what to do now.
Okay. Well, that's good. And thank you so much for asking that question, because there's so many times we use that word and we really don't know the definition of it.
It's true. It's true. And very well.
And we don't know what is our next step. How do you become compassionate for someone?
Right.
And then the other piece is that it's important that individuals understand that being compassionate is not dependent on forgiveness. And then people also assume that forgiveness has to do with letting people off the hook.
Right.
And that's not what it is either. Forgiveness is allowing us to forgive ourselves for allowing the act or the situation to control us.
Exactly.
So we have to release that control that a past event has on us.
Mm-hmm. And I think this answer is going to bring me to a place where I've been longing to be for a long time.
Well, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Say again?
I wanted to make a suggestion that for your listeners is that on BBS website, they have archives available for your show and all the shows. So if any of your listeners wanted to catch a repeat or one that they missed, it's a service available there on their website.
Right. And I would hope that they do. I think this is a particularly good show, so for anybody who missed it, I hope you tell your friends to join in to listen to those archives.
Yes, I use it as often as I can.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you so much again for your loyal listenership. You've been listening for a while, and I so appreciate it.
Oh, it's so much fun listening to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I'm gonna let you go and
yep.
And God bless.
Oh, God bless you. All right, take care, darling.
You too. Bye bye.
Good night. Bye bye. Well, my goodness, here we are at the end of another show. My dear listeners, how much I value you, and when I hear that this is benefiting you, it makes the service of the Akashic Records even more important to the world. And it's not from an ego place. It's from a fulfillment place. I've got to tell you that I love doing this work. I love talking to you. I love this radio show. I love this radio station. BBS Radio is the best. And for all those people who are thinking about a radio show, you get what you pay for. And so I would recommend BBS Radio and working with Don to the highest level. But we have to close the show tonight. And I want to tell you again that I hope you have a miracle-filled week, that you allow your heart to open. This is a big week. There's a lot of holiday coming up. There's Passover that begins on Wednesday. That's the first Seder. So to all my Jewish friends, I wish you a a happy Passover. And for all my Christian friends, I hope you have a wonderful, meaningful Easter. And, you know, Passover is a holiday that releases us from bondage. And Easter is one of resurrection. So my wish for you is that you release yourself from the bondage of your heart so that you may resurrect your true, magnificent being of awareness that you are. And with that, we close the records by saying we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on April 5th, 2009, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. And if you'll all join me in saying amen. Have a great week, everyone. Talk to you next week. This is Donna Fox. Bye-bye.